Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And with me is my little travel buddy,
Brenda Brim Kruko.
Brenda Brim Kruko, and you heard Tony's testimony about his amazing miracle of healing. You can listen on the archives, radio archives. Now, we're in the city of David. Brenda and I went to the city of David. We explained to you that that is the place where David first went. He won it from the Jebusites. And there is the mountain where now the temple is built. It wasn't there when David took it. And on the side of that mountain, he took the Jebusite city. And that is the first place called Zion in the Bible. And there at that Jebusite city, he brought the Ark of the Covenant. And then after the temple was built, his son Solomon built the temple. Then this happened in the city of David.
The ark moved to the temple. 2 Chronicles 5:2. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion.
So when you're going to read about that in the Bible and the great glories that happened and hallelujah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo, and the glory moved in, the ark was moved up from the city of David. Now, an amazing thing, when the temple was built and before, and there is an amazing stream called the Gihon, G-I-H-O-N. And the Gihon is a stream of water that flows out from beneath the temple, and it flows down into the city of David.
So they took the Ark of the Covenant from the city of David and moved it up to the temple.
Up to the temple. Okay. That's where it went from. And it's quite a little hike.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and they built elaborate stairs from the city of David up to the temple, which we walked on and Jesus would have walked on. And they have found now in their diggings because of the water. The water is such a miracle because Israel's arid and dry. I mean, Jerusalem. It's not a river running through it, except for one river. And that river is a supernatural miracle God river. And it flows out from beneath the throne of, out from beneath the temple. And it's named the Gihon, G-I-H-O-N. And the first place we see Gihon in the Bible is one of the four rivers in the Garden of Eden. But now this is not the Garden of Eden. I don't know whether God moved it over there or what he did. But the Gihon flows out from under the temple. And it flows right down into the city of David. And there at the bottom of the city of David, there's a pool. It was beautiful in the time of our Lord Jesus. And it is called the Pool of Shiloah. Shiloah is the Hebrew word for it. In the New Testament, it is called Siloam. Now, things have happened at the Gihon. You can read in 1 Kings 1, 33, the King David said to them, "Take with you the servants of your Lord and have my son Solomon ride on my own mule and bring him down to Gihon." So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethite, and the Pelethite went down and had Solomon ride on King David's mule and brought him to the Gihon. Zadok the priest and Natan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they have come up from there rejoicing so that the city is in an uproar. This is the noise which you have heard. So when they anointed Solomon, they anointed him down there at the Gihon. Now, later in Hezekiah's time, Hezekiah stopped the upper outlet. Now this is 2 Chronicles 32:30. Stopped the upper outlet of the waters of Gihon and directed them to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all he did. Chapter 33:14. Now after this, he built the outer wall of the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entrance of the fish gate. We saw that Nehemiah's wall. When we were there, and the waters then that flow down from beneath the temple down are called the waters of, it's called the Gihon Spring, and then it's also called Shiloah. Now, this is a scripture that I'm telling you, I've been looking at this scripture for years. Isaiah 8:6. And this is God talking to the king of Israel. For as much as this people refuses the waters of Shiloah that go softly and rejoice in Rezin and Ramaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord brings up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. So the Lord is telling them, you didn't trust in me. You should have trusted in this miraculous. See, that water from underneath that temple was a sign that God provides. And the Gihon flows from underneath that temple. And the waters go down to the pool of Shiloah. And God said, as much as this people refuses the waters of Shiloah and rejoice in that go softly and rejoice in Rezin and Ramaliah's son. What Rezin and Ramaliah were kings that they made a covenant with. And God said, you shouldn't have done that. You should have trusted in me. You don't have to make alliance with these kings. You trust the one, the giver of the river. Mm-hmm. The one, that's just the sign that I'm supernatural and I supernaturally gave you this water supply. And since you didn't do it, the king of Assyria is going to come upon you. And he did, because you didn't trust God. Now, we're going to look a little bit in the future. Let's look at Jesus, because there's a passage in the two passages in the New Testament that have to do with Jesus and the Siloam, the Shiloah. So Brenda, read Jesus and the blind man there. You don't need to read every verse. Just start off where you are and just read it all.
Okay, so this is John chapter 9. And Jesus passed by and he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples ask, who's sinned? Jesus said, neither. And that the works of God might be manifest in him. And then Jesus talks about how he is the light of the world. And then when he had just spoken, he spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing.
So that would be the pool of Shiloah, which would be way down the mountainside in the city of David. Now, also other things happened there with that water. They had a very wonderful, I'm going to turn to John chapter 7. They had what they called the water libation. And they had that every year at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they would go get water from the pool of Shiloah, and then they would bring that back up, and they would pour it out on the altar in the temple.
That was what they call a drink offering?
Yeah, it was. It was a water libation, they called it. They only did it once a year. And Jesus was there. We find out in John 7:2, the Jews' Feast of the Tabernacles was at hand. And then in verse 17, and in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So he was standing there. He's standing right by the waters of the Gihon. I don't know which place he was at, if he was up at the top or if he was down at the bottom, but he was someplace and he was saying, these waters that you're seeing, they're a type of the Holy Spirit. The waters of the Holy Spirit that are going to flow after I go to the cross and make you clean, then you're going to have living waters flowing out of your belly. So that's what the Gihon spring and the waters of Shiloah, the pool of Shiloah, all that stood for the provision of God. Now we see these in the future. And in the future, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1. Here we're going to be back again in the book of Ezekiel. And the book of Ezekiel that we've talked about all the first part of this week, the book of Ezekiel is very, very important to Bible prophecy. So Ezekiel 47, 1, he's already started with chapter 40. They've been talking about the millennial temple. And afterwards, he brought me again to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from the threshold of the house eastward. And the waters came from down under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. He brought me to the way of the gate northward, and he led me, and there were waters on the right side. He measured And he brought me through waters that were to the ankles. He measured again. He brought me through waters to the loins. He measured again, waters in a thousand. He measured again, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. When I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river there were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he to me, These waters issue out toward the east country and go down to the desert and to the sea. And he goes on to tell about how these waters in the future, in the millennium, they are going to flow right down to the Dead Sea. And those waters in the Dead Sea shall be healed, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, and everything shall live wherever the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. There shall be a place to spread nets. And by the river, verse 12, upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that, shall grow all the trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit every month, and these, the fruit shall be for meat, and the leaf shall be for medicine. So people living on the earth during the millennium, those ground up leaves, they'll probably ship them across the whole world. They'll be for healing. The devil, he'll be in a pit, but you could still fall out of a tree, or I suppose you could have a wreck, but you can just get you some of these leaves.
And that's during the millennium.
That's the millennial temple. That's during the millennium on earth.
Yeah, and they in the millennial temple.
Yeah, in the millennial temple. Now let's find out.
Those same Gihon springs.
Yeah, those same Gihon springs.
Mm-hmm.
And that the pool of Shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Revelation, we see that while that's going on earth, there is a mirror picture going on in heaven. So chapter 22, Revelation, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. You see, there's a river that's in heaven, and this one on the earth, it's just a type of it. And that's why God said, you should have trusted in that. I got one up there, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit. And there shall be, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. So we see that in the heavenly Jerusalem, they don't have a temple there. They don't need one there, but they do still have one on earth. And there is, though, the river that flows out
the river of life,
God, the river of life, the tree of life, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. So you can read all of chapter 22 in the book of Revelation, and you can read all of chapter 47 in the book of Ezekiel, and it'll be easy for you. Just know that Ezekiel's on earth, and Revelation 22 is in heaven. Ezekiel's a place of the earthly folks, and then heaven's the place of the heavenly folks. That's the heavenly folks. Those are the born-again body of Christ. Bless the Lord. And so...
which is our home.
Yeah, that's our home. And we are just so excited that we've been able to give you a little report here. And don't forget, if you want to receive it, I'm going to write a letter and put some pictures in it of some of the things we've been talking about. Just call us 1-800-972-3447 and say, I want to get on Billy Brim's mailing list and get the December letter. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shabbat Shalom.